I guess.
All right, y'all, and I made it a ship back in, dude.
Do we have enough officers to cover the crowd?
I'd like to call to order the Town of Brule regular meeting for February 11th, 2019. Mr. Reshar, would you lead us in the pledge?
Sir. Pledge to lead us to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Councilmember Daigle?
Here.
Councilmember Bourgeois?
Here.
Councilmember Reshar?
Here.
Councilmember Andre? Councilmember Niesler?
Here.
Attorney Acosta? Mayor Rose?
Here. All right, let's see. No recommendation, recognitions and commendations. Approval minutes for regular meeting January 14th. Y'all had them in the package at committee. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes?
I move.
Moved by Mr. Daigle?
Second.
Second by Ms. Bourgeois. Any comments from the audience? Any comments from the council? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. All right, committee reports, Public Works Committee, Public Works Department update. I'll read it real quick. Total rainfall for January, we had 4 events at 3.3 inches with no drainage problems reported. We received word that our LGAP grant has been approved only for $19,400, but we will coat inside of manholes with that money. So hopefully we'll get that that process rolling. Dead-end signs were placed at the end of the cross streets at Ori Drive, Red Oak, White Oak, Pin Oak, and Black Oak. We're continuing with installation of the decorative signs on South LeBove and West St. Francis. We had several skate alarm alerts due to a faulty valve, no personnel incidents, no out-of-compliance tests at the sewer treatment facility. We did have the pump go out at South LeBove, as we discussed. Shane put on here approximately 3,000. I got word today that that number is going to go up. We're thinking about 5,800 to 6,000 to replace that pump. So that's an expense we're going to have to hit.
And he was looking at repairing this one and buying a new one so he could have a spare?
We have one in there now, and he's going to buy a new one and put it in there for backup. All of them have two pumps. So, and then DOTD restriped West St. Francis Street and LA1 between the tracks and the southbound lane of LA1 last week. Republic bulk pickup is scheduled for the week of February 11th this week, and our extra pickup is Friday, February 22nd. That's in the minutes. Consider road overlays. This has been in discussion for a while. I think we kind of came up with a few streets we need to do. I talked to Mr. Don, Ms. Bourgeois rode around. Hopefully you guys had some time to ride around and think about it. Orleans Quarters, I think, is number one on our list. I suggest we do Orleans Quarters. That's the back piece. And that's $125,000. Next on our list is Gwynn Street.
Can I interrupt you?
Sure, absolutely.
On all these quarters, the first filing has got some spots that we need to patch, as well as the third filing.
Yep.
The last.
Yep. So we can do that too. We can scratch those off and put that in the bid to where we can do those as well as the back portion. Okay. The middle section's good. We don't need to fool
right
with that. Gwynn Street. Intersections where the small streets cross and the corners are sloughing off. We've got some, that's $55,000. I'd like to go ahead and do Gwynn Street also. And we got some word from Roy about putting some cement areas in those corners. If we can kind of figure out how to do it ourselves, maybe have the parish teach us how to do it to where it'll save us some money. Shane and I talked about that today, to where when those garbage trucks make that curve, it'll be like concrete that they're riding on as opposed to riding on the side of the asphalt.
So, Mayor, on Gwynn, if I may, excuse me, Don had mentioned something. He brought something to light. I didn't notice on the intersection so much. I did notice about from, I think it was St. Luke to First, there was some sloughing on the edges in the ditch. But as you went further east, I didn't see where there was any repair needed. So are you envisioning doing all of Gwynn, or are you going to do like from, you know, maybe a third of the way of Gwynn to the end toward First going to the west?
We were looking at doing all of Gwynn.
The intersections that are the worst are kind of the ones on Majeure and Gwynn and St. Matthew and Gwynn. And maybe because when they're funerals or Lawrence Service Committee, Baptist, people park along there and they do sidewalk right on the edge of the street and the, you know, the dirt, and that may be, you know.
So is that further to?
That's closer to the.
Further to the left.
So that's on the east.
Julian is right there next.
I didn't recognize that, I didn't see that.
Right next to the church, and then St. Matthew is on the other side. And we do have a parking lot, but when they have funerals, or like a big wedding, something, the overflow, you know, gets on those corners to keep them. So those are some that we do some additional work on. Now, I guess they're gonna enlarge your parking lot and try to move that house, because that's gonna be.
Yeah, there, and there's, where Red Nose's house is, I'm not sure, the one he's remodeling, you know that one?
St. John, that's St.
Is that St. John? That one and the next one that is cracking on those corners again, where the garbage trucks and stuff make the corners. And Gwen is one of the older ones on the list, as far as the oldest one that we've redone. And that's kinda, I mean, we can change that, we don't have to do Gwen, we can just.
Well, I'm not opposed to doing it, I'm just questioning, does the entire street need it?
Well, I don't know that if you, all of the intersections, I think, have some cracking.
Yeah.
You know, it's not loose cracking, but it's cracking and water.
It's gonna get bad.
So, to just do the intersections, I don't think would be cost effective to start and stop at every intersection. I think it'd be better just to go ahead and do the whole road.
I would like to do the whole street, and possibly next year, if the cross streets are bad, we can hook the cross streets in, we'll check those next year and see.
Some of those cross streets.
But the cracking is actually on Gwen.
Yeah, yeah.
At the intersections.
Yep.
Landry Street is bad, that's very.
And then those corners, yeah.
And then, you know, my recommendation is, Abear Street was next on the list. Other than a few spots, I mean, we could possibly skip over Abear and just have them replace a couple of those potholes, that one pothole.
It's one pothole.
Big pothole by the tracks.
Right. Right across it. That's all I saw.
Just west of the track.
Yeah.
It's right in the middle of the road.
And I don't know if you guys rode down Courtney, but.
Yes, I did.
I don't think it's necessary, I just.
Just that curve thing.
So my recommendation is Orleans Quarters, fill those potholes in the front section, finish the back, and Gwen Street. That'll keep us right around the budget amount that we were in.
Be slightly.
And, you know, the professional fees that we're gonna get for our engineering firm to survey it will come out of professional fees budget, so if we go over a little bit on that, we can make an adjustment there. So that's my recommendation, is to do Orleans and Gwen, and then move forward from there. And the pothole on Abear, we'll put that in.
And that Courtney and that, that's bad.
Yeah, and that curve.
Whatever. Touye Street.
Where Touye and.
Yeah, Courtney and, yeah. Yep.
We need to do something.
We'll have them look at that, and maybe where I can work that into the bid, where they can just go fix that piece like they're gonna fix on Orleans. So that's my suggestion, hopefully, I mean, if you guys are for it, we'll go ahead and move on it.
Pretty much in line with what we saw, huh?
Yeah, and then that way, you know, we may have to make a budget adjustment, it won't be $100,000, it'll only be, you know, whatever we need to do.
Well, the two that we don't do this year, we earn interest on the money, and it just gives us a little bit bigger pot next year.
Next year.
Did y'all check to see if I'm on the road when I'm done with this?
It's one of the oldest ones.
In the year.
I don't know what the year is. Yes, sir.
At the end of E Drive, when you come up to the service road, there's a little pothole on the side.
It sure is. Notice.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's where they cut the road to put that culvert in? Okay, we'll check.
It's on the right side, right on, coming, it's on the north side.
Yep, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I noticed that tonight.
Close to doctor's office.
Yep.
But I think as far as the potholes are concerned, we need to get Shane to ride all the streets in any specific spot, you know, we repair it while.
We can do that ourselves, correct?
Oh, yeah, oh, absolutely, yeah. Some of the small potholes we can do ourselves. While they're here, like the big potholes on Orleans, they're gonna dig those all the way up and put asphalt down.
Where you got alligator crack.
Yeah, and they're gonna take care of all that on Orleans, so. Yes, sir.
Right in front of Julie Elementary, on the corner, you got a pothole, you're right heading north.
On North LeBeau?
North LeBeau, but in front of the high school.
Elementary.
That's South LeBeau, huh?
Yes, that is south.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. I'll get Shane to look at that tomorrow. It's by the elementary school?
Yeah.
Okay.
So if we're looking at just Orleans Quarters at 125 and Gwen at 55.
And then some already, for this other.
And these other little land yaps, correct?
Right.
So that already puts us over 20,000, is that correct? We had 160 budgeted?
160, right. What's the number? Yeah, so we're over a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, we're about 20 grand for sure over, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, roger that. No, I agree in doing them all, yeah.
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 Like I said, Shane and I we learned a lot on budget this year. We took the asphalt, multiplied it times the distance, got a price of asphalt, and what we didn't account for was the scraping. And they're going to go in and take some, like Gwynn Street, they have to take 2 inches down. Had they just overlaid, we'd have been closer. But they have to take it 2 inches down and then come back and overlay. And in Orleans, we knew that was going to be a problem. So that's where we missed it on budget. So we'll get better on that next time.
So we're going to do sampling on Orleans, on
that? Sampling, like core sampling? They'll core sample it when they start doing the overlay, because we're going to have that inspection team with us.
Okay. I want to make sure, like I said, not doing this in 4 years.
Nope.
That's right.
I'm not going to guarantee that, but I can promise you we're going to get the numbers from this inspection company.
All we do is do what we do to make sure that we're doing the right thing.
Yep. So, just like Rusty said, just to make everyone aware, we're going to probably run over on that, so just be aware we'll make a budget adjustment there.
Yeah.
Aren't we going to have some other things to put in the budget adjustment?
Yes. Yes. So, all right, with your approval, we'll go ahead and do those two, and I'll get Roy on that tomorrow. I don't think we need a motion. I just mainly wanted to tell you guys we may go over budget on that and get you a feeling about amending the budget. So I don't think we need to make a motion or anything like that. So that'll come at the time when we do a budget adjustment. All right, we'll move to Finance Committee, review budget to actual. It's in your packages.
Looking better.
Yeah, if you have any questions on it, just let us know. We're going those incomes will start coming in. Consider adjustment to capital expenditures. That's what we talked about with the cameras. We just want to move some money within that line item from the levy path lights to cameras, so we can cover that camera expense. I did check today that those cameras are on state contract. I have the state contract number here, so we could go with this bid with no problem if you guys are good with it. $43,399, and we had only put $25,000 in the budget. So I'd like to take some of the $40,000 we have for levy top lighting, since those are so astronomically expensive, like I discussed at the committee meeting, and move it over.
So that's under your other special projects for the $40,000?
No, it's capital expenditures, wasn't it, Blaine?
No, the other $40,000 was sidewalks.
Sidewalks on LeBove.
Okay.
So that's all within the budget. We're not moving. I'm just being transparent with you guys, just to get your approval to move that around. So I'll call Bobby and we'll get to moving on those cameras, and we'll meet with Entergy pretty quick to get some power and stuff on for that. So.
Okay.
Yeah, the lights on the levee was solar, and they were $11,000 a pole.
Itemized here, right.
And we only put $40,000 in the budget, so that's not going to do anything up there. So until we can get something going and run power and get the levee board involved, we'll move
it's
on that. That'll be a tough one.
Yeah.
All right, so I don't think we need to move on that since everybody's in agreement. Planning and zoning, consider variance application for 820 West Main Street. Got minutes up here so I can read it. Here we go. We want to request by Mr. Lawrence Bynum for 820 West Main Street for non-compliance, section 19.31.1 zoning district, R1 minimum lot size, to decrease lot size from 9,600 square feet to 9,216 square feet. So he's moving a lot on the house. It's going to be non-conforming, and Planning and Zoning Commission approved it.
He's moving a lot on the house.
I mean, a house on a lot. I'm sorry. My eyes and my brain are getting old. So anyway, with that, do I have a motion to approve
that
variance?
The lot is what it is. There's nothing you can do about it. He's still going to meet the side yard requirements, which is the main thing in a residential area. So I move that we approve it.
Okay, got moved by Mr. Niesler. Second?
I second.
Second by Mr. Richard. Comments from the audience? We need a public hearing. Comments from the council? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. All right, we'll move on to Recreation Committee. I don't have anything. Personnel Committee? Nothing. Police Committee? Jonathan, got anything? Governmental Affairs Committee, consider application for former landmark site.
We talked about this last week. This school was on East Main Street across from the present-day post office. It serves students in grades 1 through 10 from 1888 to 1911. And it was recognized as the first public high school in West Baton Rouge. And when the two-story wooden building was constructed on the River Road in 1911, that building was no longer needed, and African-American men in the community asked for it to be moved to Lukeville campus because their school had been destroyed. One of the buildings at their school had been destroyed by a storm. It took a couple of years for school board to give them permission, and the men moved it themselves. Stayed on the Lukeville campus probably until the late 50s, and it was sold at auction, and Mr. Wilman, Tiki Michelle, and Bernadette Michelle bought it at auction for a ridiculously low price, had it dismantled, and found on the boards that Morley Lumber Company was on the boards, so Cypress from back then, Morley. And so they stored the wood for a few years, and then they built their little house on Eileen Street. So the wood from that original school is still in our community. So we got permission from the landowner, Chip Purnell, to put a former landmark sign on his property on East Main to tell where that school once stood. So I'd like to move that we'd be allowed to recognize that as a former landmark site for the landmark commission.
Okay, I got a motion by Ms. Bourgeois. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Richard. Comments from the audience? Comments from the council? All in favor?
So Brulee had the first high school in West Baton Rouge?
That's what records.
Which municipality is the oldest, Brulee or Port Allen? Which is the oldest incorporated municipality?
Brulee is the oldest incorporated municipality. I don't know if San Michel was originally in Port Allen. I don't know if that was started before the Brulee or not. Arlen might know that fact, but I'm not sure. If San Michel predated Brulee Landing, San Michel became Port Allen. But as far as the municipality, we're the oldest with 1901.
I didn't know that.
That from the centennial?
Remember, they just did their centennial for Allen.
Yeah, they had that later. And Addis had that later.
All right, so we got a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. All right, and consideration of vetoed ordinances. We don't have any. Hearing and final action on ordinances. We don't have any. Introduction of ordinances. Anybody have any? I don't know. Resolutions. Police Department.
New kid on the block.
You need some glasses? You're way too young for glasses.
You gotta say your name so they'll know who the business is. It's a different person doing.
Officer Garrett Yetman. Brulee Police Department's monthly report for January of 2019. There were 11 alarms, 7 warrant arrests, 2 reckless operation, 2 civil complaints, 8 miscellaneous complaints, 4 disturbances, 2 drug arrests, 40 no insurance tows, 10 crash reports, 1 damage to property, 5 batteries, 2 vehicle unlocks, 4 traffic complaints, 1 harassment call, 1 trespass, 1 possession of stolen property, 3 thefts, 2 suspicious persons, 2 truancies with a total of 108 complaints, 202 total violations with 202 citations, with 293 total violations.
All right, thank you, Mr. Garrett.
Truancy. Yes, who's the truancy officer? Right there?
David Johnson.
Oh, Mr. Johnson. Okay, Officer Johnson.
I don't know, but I'll be good.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thank y'all.
All right, next up is Mayor's Report. First thing I want to talk about, this is just some information, and it's not on the agenda, so I'm going to just throw it in the Mayor's Report. Just something I'm thinking about that we talked about last meeting. We were talking about warranties for these developers that come in and when the 1 year starts. Addis has a very good ordinance written right now. Their warranty starts when 75% of the build out is complete. So if they build 10 houses and put a street in, the warranty on the street, they give it back to us, doesn't start until 75% of the homes are built. They control that by building permits. So once they get 75% of it built, then the warranty starts, and it's a year from there that it's warranted. So just put that in the back of your brain. I may email you guys some copies of ordinances, and we may think about adding that to our book. I like that idea.
Yeah.
It pushes a developer to finish his project.
But they're actually under warranty until...
Until, right.
Until that 75.
He's responsible for the street.
And did it.
And then that 75% is when his 1 year start. Because we were talking about doing 3 years and 5 years and not getting the bids, and also that's just something I've been working on. So I may email you some of that stuff this week. We talked about the pump being $6,000. I mentioned that, as opposed to the $3,000 we had talked about. We attended the celebrity waiter event last night to raise money for cancer, and rumor is it's over $60,000, which is a record year. Jonathan was third, I think, in the amount of money he raised. Congrats, Jonathan. Thank you for doing that. Thanks for inviting me. I didn't contribute a whole lot, but I ate a lot. Yep, it was fun. It's a fun event. If you ever get invited or a chance to go or to be a celebrity waiter, it's pretty fun, and it's for a great cause. It goes to American Cancer Society. We also attended the chamber meeting last week, the annual dinner, and we are so fortunate to have the Pride of West Baton Rouge recipient as our town clerk in the town of Brule. So congratulations, Blaine. It's a well-deserved honor. Not just everybody gets that award, and I think it's good for our town to have that guy working for us. So he's involved in everything for us, and it keeps us on our toes here. So we appreciate all your hard work, Blaine, and congratulations. Next up, remarks of personal privilege. Anybody have anything?
I have something.
Yes, sir.
I've noticed on my book, and I know Jonathan has too, but the garbage truck, when it lifts up the garbage, is having a hydraulic leak.
Well, everyone, it leaks at every house.
Yeah. You can see it real good on a lot of old Main Street. You can't quite see it the same, but we need. I know it's not leaking contained garbage, but it looks hydraulic.
But it oils the street and it helps it.
I'll call Carla tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'll go through.
I noticed it this morning.
I noticed
ran
that
through Willie Oaks.
It's a pretty big puddle at every house.
Every house. I was running all through.
That was today, right? You noticed it today?
Oh, yeah. I noticed it this morning.
All right. Was it prior to? Or just today we really noticed?
I had noticed it
prior to
this morning.
So it had been having leaks, right? Okay.
And noticed it before?
Yes, sir.
I'll take care of that. As soon as the meeting's over, I'll email him and see if we can get him on it. Anything else, Mr. Allen? Anybody else?
Joanne, you want to talk about the triangle?
We did survey of litter and cigarette bust on the levee as part of preparation for that grant to get the trash receptacle. You know, we found some litter and trash on top of the levee, and a good bit of litter and cigarette butts on the triangle. So we definitely need a trash can there. We can get five trash receptacles with the grant for people who are unusable. So we're going to work on that, and I gave Blaine a copy of the grant because we need a letter, a memo of understanding from the town, because it's a collaborative effort.
Hey, do we just need to write a memo, or we need to pass
something?
Well,
it's in there. It tells you how to
do. Okay.
It's going to be electronically, so I have to then cut and paste it into the application electronically. So Don and I do that.
Catch basin.
Is that the litter you're saying, the cigarette butts?
Cigarette butts. So people walking on the ladder, you have cigarettes.
Should we have one of those?
Well, there's pros and cons on that.
With the little cigarette machine thing?
Yeah, so like
we did a grant for those years ago.
A long slender tool and so stuff out the fire.
We may put that, you know, maybe it's
just a thought that maybe trash in that there.
We don't want to set on fire.
Yeah.
I know. I thought about that too.
You want to talk about the catch basin at the open cover?
Well, you can say that part.
Talking about that big hole on the triangle?
In the triangle, yep. Yeah. Maybe we ought to see if DOTD would go in with us on it to go ahead and put a catch basin there and cover that up, that hole where that cover's sticking out.
I know.
Write them a letter and offer.
We can call them for sure.
You're going to have to get authority from them for us to do it anyway.
It's a big hole, and I think it's going to be a pricey catch basin. It's not something
that's maybe they'll go 50-50.
Yeah, maybe. I'll hit them up and see if we can get that done. Because it's getting to be more of a hazard, and you watch this spring when people park and walk to the levee. That's a big old hole right in the middle of everything.
Yeah, so. And it would look much better.
Yep. Okay. So catch base. All right. Anything else in the remarks of personal privilege? I know also those garbage cans on the levee work. When you walk by, people, if they weren't there, that all that would be on the ground. Not everybody uses them, but it's amazing how many people throw their cans, especially the one right at the top of the little walk when it goes up. It's like people kind of congregate there and they use that one garbage can and they fill it up. So
you can tell further down where there's no garbage cans.
Right. Yeah. We went from Sinclair to the church.
How was that serviced?
Parks and Recreation. They sent somebody up to take care of it. So I'm going to talk to Anatol. We saw with the garbage and all. He sent somebody up. And I'm going to talk to him also about maintaining both sides of that. Just, you know, one swipe of one more. The grass is starting to creep in. We'll take care of that. So.
Yeah, they only cut one on each side.
Yeah.
One rod.
Yeah, we do it here.
Oh, is us?
We do it here in town.
Okay.
Within the town limits.
Yeah.
They run up and make that run. And it's nice to have it cut just a little bit off the edge, and the levee board takes care of the rest. So I try to get the parish to run all the way down. I think we timed it. I think it's 2.5 hours total, maybe, or 2 hours to run from the beginning of the path to run all the way down to Addis on one side and then turn around and come all the way back cutting the grass. Maybe 2 hours, maybe not that long. So maybe the parish can swing that every now and then. All right, we'll move to announcements. The Addis Mardi Gras Parade is Saturday, February 23rd, 2019. Don't quote me, but isn't it 11?
Yeah,
it's 11 o'clock. And with that, do I have a motion to adjourn? Moved by Mr. Richard.
Second.
Second by Mr. Daigle. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it.